Hey everyone, and welcome back to our podcast.
I can't stand you.
We should really pre-record that and then just like put it in front of every episode.
Sometimes we sing it a little bit longer.
You're right.
It can't just, it's got to be like organic and natural every time.
Mm-hmm.
We got to give the people a little pizzazz.
Okay. A little bit of our personality.
Mm-hmm. Because we love each other so much.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Never mind. We hate each other.
I do love me very much.
I love me. Yeah, I love myself. Okay. Okay. Anyways.
That was nice.
Thanks.
Okay.
Cool. Anyways, on this one,
lighten the mood.
We do. On this one, we actually would like to do specifically about the COVID-19 and a little information about what's going on with the world right now. Because I feel like my Facebook timeline personally has been about useless opinions for the most part and not a lot of research or information. And it's honestly just giving to the panic rather than trying to calm people down and keep them informed about what's going on.
Or truly understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More facts rather than just opinions.
And just freaking out based on the outcome of what's happening. Just kind of learning to focus on what's actually going on and just understand it.
So, yeah, we want to talk about a little bit. Talk about what? Talk a little bit about COVID-19. So I think we want to start with.
And it gets its name by the COVID-19 coronavirus disease 2019. So it's just abbreviated. Mm-hmm. Some people call it that. Like everybody's talking about how Trump calls it the Chinese virus. And people are upset about that. They're like, why do you keep calling it that? It has its actual name. And he's like, well, that's where it's from. Came from China. He says China. So funny.
Yeah. Like the ignorant fuck he is.
Yeah. You know?
But you know.
He's just got its actual name.
So fantastic.
And you know, one thing that I learned with this, it's that it's something that has been around for a while. Maybe not this particular strain of it, but there have been other coronaviruses that affect people and have affected people in the past and different animals. So it's not something entirely new, as a lot of people are
being
assuming
led to believe.
Yes, because I was one of the people that thought this was completely new. We've never heard of it before. It's just a different strain of it.
It's just an evolved form, because that's what happens when with the flu or any other type of common sickness, is that the can become stronger, so it can attack your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just the strongest, newest version. It hit the gym and it really came back strong this time around as COVID-19.
You're ridiculous.
I'm just saying. But it's serious, but it's also preventable to an extent. You know, you can take care of yourself and help to avoid being affected by the virus if you're smart and cautious.
Cautious. For sure, cautious.
So some of the symptoms are like a common cold for certain people. And of course, you know, the immunocompromised people are having more intense reactions to the virus. And then also, of course, the elderly are also getting a more severe reaction to the virus. Cece, do you have?
Well, the people who have like chronic diseases already are more likely, they're more at risk. Like they're saying, I think the average is 65 years and older are a higher risk. But also the people that have chronic diseases already. They were talking about diabetes being one of them, lung disease another one. It's just one of those, it finds your weakness and it just makes it even worse. So if you have a weak immune system, like my dad, he's on medication because of his kidney transplant. So it weakens his system already. So this is one of those things, like it would put him at a higher risk than me.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that people are saying. Be cautious if, because some people don't feel it. Some people are saying they don't really see, feel the symptoms, or they're not as strong. They've had a cold previously to that that was more severe. So some people, it's not like that. That's why they don't even realize that they had it or have it. Mm-hmm. But that's what makes it more easy to spread, because you're likely to pass it on to somebody who will be affected by it more severely.
Because it's very contagious, and that's the thing with it. It's contagious. So, you know, you could
person to person contact.
Yeah. And you could be infecting 2 to 3 people every time you're interacting with someone, you know, up until it starts tapering off, which they're saying is like 10 days.
Yeah, about 15 days. That's why they're doing the shelter in place or the quarantining for 2 weeks, because they're thinking that that's about how much time to slow it down anyways. They figure out
what to do. And also, something that needs to be said out there is that a lot of these people who are being or having serious reactions to the virus are, you know, older, or, you know, the people who have their immune systems are not as strong. But that doesn't mean that you are safe from it, or that you can continue to like live your life the way you want to. I feel like a lot of people are thinking, you know, that it's a conspiracy theory, or that it's fake news and it's not real because you're not seeing it where you're currently at. And honestly, you should count your blessings because you haven't seen it where you're at now, but that doesn't mean that you're safe. And it's not necessarily about ourselves that, you know, we should be worried about. It's about the people that we can get sick, like people who we could actually potentially kill because we are being ignorant and not staying at home when you can. Because, you know, we, the three of us, are considered essential employees. So we are still having to go to work. We're still having to interact with other people. But
we're taking precautions.
Yeah. But if you can stay home, like, stay home. Don't go party. This isn't vacation. This isn't spring break. Like, this is people's lives that we're talking about. And I think a lot of people are looking at it more of, you know, what's going on out there and what other people are saying, and not necessarily thinking about your family members or your friends or, you know, people in your community. Like, that's all important. And this is a time for us to think about others, not ourselves.
It's that mentality of, it's not in my backyard, so it doesn't matter to me. Just because it's not happening to you or someone directly around you doesn't mean that it can't and it won't, because it's still fairly new. I mean, there's not an extended amount of data or research. Everything that we know about the virus right now has come about within the last 6 months since it originated in Wuhan. So it's one of those things. No, you're less at risk if you're younger, but that doesn't mean that you're immune. You don't know if you're immune. They don't know who it targets or who's more at risk. They just know of the patients that are passing away from it right now and what they have in common.
They don't know it much about it. They don't know, does it come back? You know, people who get it, are they likely to get it again? They're learning as they go. Right now, you know, you got people in labs trying to figure this stuff out and try to find a vaccine. I remember reading some of the people, I think there was a person in Washington that they gave the first vaccine or like a test to see. And I'm sure they're still trying to see what the results are on that.
But I read from a doctor, I can't remember which hospital right now, but he said that to even get the vaccine tested and approved and then patented for mass production, that could take up to a year.
So
it's not going to be a quick fix or an immediate help to everyone who's sick right now. So it's better to be preventative if you can, instead of just thinking, well, they'll figure a way out. They always figure a way out with measles or like viruses that have taken a large death toll in the past. Yes, they found a vaccine, but no, it doesn't come to you overnight.
No, and it comes at cost of a lot of lives in the process of trying to find something to prevent it or to, like, you know, end it altogether.
Now, it doesn't mean to completely freak out and be paranoid about everything, but it does give you that, what can I do to help myself, to help others? a lot of people were freaking out, going to the grocery stores, buying all this toilet paper and all of this. Water, okay, I understand. I get it. But if it's a thing that affects your immune system, wouldn't you be worried about, like, I don't know, vitamin C? That's what I was thinking. I'm like, something a little more, like makes boost you stronger.
Your immune system.
More. That, to me, seems more
important.
I don't
get the toilet paper
thing.
No,
they plan on getting the virus and getting diarrhea
immediately after. Apparently.
But it seems like, shit.
I don't need that much if you're going to be quarantined for a few weeks, maybe a month or two. But come on. Like, some people are exaggerating.
It's just a little excessive. They've gotten to the point where the Walmart here, they are closing it down for so many hours a night just to restock. I'm like, people.
Which we just got announced for shelter in place last night. Yeah. So
if you're out, you get like a $1,300 fine.
From
or
what, up 10 p.m.
And or
to
up
6?
To 180 days in jail.
In the morning, yeah.
Yeah, whichever one's more convenient
for you.
My bank account says jail.
Exactly.
Catch me at the jailhouse. I won't be going to work.
Dang. Yeah.
And we're not trying to, you know, scare anybody or add to the panic or anything like that. We're just trying to inform you on what we've learned and what we've been researching, because we're not just going to one thing and saying, oh, that's it, that's got to be right, these people are the ones who are saying the right things.
One of my coworkers actually told me yesterday, since her daughter is a nurse, Leah, you guys know Leah, she is actually seeing this firsthand. So, and she said it's real, like it's a real thing. And it just to hear it, because we know her and we've heard, you know, all of her adventures and stuff, and it almost seems like she's not afraid of anything. Her giving that warning, or her telling her mom, like, hey, this is serious. Like, I'm getting to see all this. I'm taking the precautions that I can and whatnot, but like to actually see it firsthand, it just, and to hear it, you're like, okay, it's not that bad right now, but it doesn't mean that it can't. It's more of a when is it going to happen, not if it's going to happen.
Right.
It's when.
And it's also not about, because I feel like a lot of people, some people are understanding it as in, you know, like there's no way for it to be treated, or, you know, it's doom, 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 everybody's going to die. But it's not necessarily about that. It's about there's not enough healthcare, products or, you know, ventilators and all that stuff. There's not enough. For people, there's not enough beds for people to be treated. It's
Wasn't it not being treated.
It's the fact that there's not going to be enough.
They had to build a hospital within, it was the fastest. I think it was only 10 days that it took them, if I'm not mistaken, but it was fast. Then they had to get it done to be able to take care of that many people.
To have that many patients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what it's about. It's about not enough resources. That's what I was trying to think earlier. Resources. There's not enough resources. And, you know, because I've heard my sister works at the hospital here. She's just a radiology tech, but she's having to do other parts of hospital work because, you know, they've canceled the surgeries. They've canceled, you know, most of the x-rays. And she had to actually x-ray one of the patients. And she's like, you know, there's only 61 ventilators in this town. And this town is big. Like, you know, even if we're not a huge city or anything like that, we've got more population than 61 ventilators.
Our population is close to, I think we said
60,000 was last time.
60,000, 70,000?
Something like that. So
after this year, we'll know.
Yeah.
It's a census.
So, I mean, just imagine that. There's that many population in our small town that we like to call it, and there's only 61 ventilators in one hospital. I mean, we have another one, but I don't know specifically how many are in that one, but just to put it in perspective, it's not about, you know, there's not a way for us to help you go through it. It's the fact that there's not enough resources to treat people. And that's really what's affecting the death toll for the United States.
I was actually watching videos on how in Italy, since it is the country that has been the most affected that we know of, with over 6,000, probably 7,000 deaths. They were actually shown a video how military vehicles were carrying coffins. Like, they were carrying, there were so many of them, they were taking them to go be incinerated so that they could, because there was no more room in the cemeteries in this particular town. And it was just seeing the video, how they're all lined up going down the street, like carrying these, it's like, it's weird because you'd never hear of anything like that happening or see it.
Yeah.
In our lifetime, you know, you read about something like that, like mumps or measles, but you never think like, oh, that could
happen. That's going to happen here.
That's going in the history books for sure. I was telling my parents, I was like, I wonder who's going to make it out of this to be able to say, oh, back in 2020, we all thought it was going to be a really good year because it was 2020. Everybody's all excited. And you're like, whoa, it's going to be an interesting year.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's
just, and then also just really think about it, because a lot of these people who have this virus cannot be around other people. So, and I don't want to like put this dark thought in people's minds, but it's just something to think of reality wise. It's like these people are dying by themselves without being somebody there to hold their hand or a family member to say goodbye. Like it's real.
It is true.
Like, nobody thinks about that.
I hadn't thought about that. It's just
shitty.
It is. And it's one of those things, you know, just like what we're doing here, to stay informed. That's the best thing that you can do. Stay on top of your hygiene. Stay on top of what you can do to help the situation. Don't just be out and about if it's unnecessary. You know, a lot of, we had a customer this week that was getting mad at us because I work at a bank, Sam works at a bank, and they were mad because we shut them down to just drive through only. We're not letting anyone on the inside. And she was like, oh, I would hate to get you guys sick, and started laughing. And I'm like, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. It's people like that that are going to get a little wake-up call. Reality check.
I'm going to need you to take it a little more seriously than this, because we put ourselves at risk all the time going to work. We handle cash every day.
Which is the dirtiest thing to handle right now.
Nasty. And just imagine how many hands it's going through. Who knows who's touched it that's sick and might not even know and could have coughed and then handed me a 50. Like, you have to think about it like that. So
we had this young girl come up to the store, and because in our cosmetic section, we can't, you know, they couldn't apply the makeup onto the customers anymore. And this young girl, she had to be a teenager. She was saying, she's like, there's only one confirmed case here. Like, why? Kind of thing. But it's like, okay, we're not going to wait till we got like 50. We're going to like take precautions now. Like,
exactly.
And she was like, okay, well, then I'm not going to purchase anything because I don't want to have to return it. Okay, well, sorry you feel that way.
Go home with your privileged self.
Go home.
So sorry this is an inconvenience.
Yeah. So, see, a lot of people don't get it, or they're not taking it seriously. And then some are, like, freaking out completely. So it's just keep it cool.
Trying to find that space in the middle where, you know, I mean, because it is, it's very overwhelming, especially if you're constantly keeping up with it. Like, I know my mom's constantly telling me to stop looking into it and to stop paying attention to everything, but I just personally can't do that. She's over here like, I haven't seen anything. I'm not watching anything. I'm not watching the news. All I'm doing is staying home because I've yelled at her to stay home.
It helps them, though. My parents are the same way. They're like, oh, it's all you hear on TV. But they are, you know, they're worried about it, but I don't think they want to get scared. I remember when I was telling my mom that it was like, oh, it's just from 60 and up. She's like, oh, okay. That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Because they're in their 60s. And they're like, oh, thanks.
I immediately was like, you guys aren't to go anywhere. And if you need groceries, let one of us know. We will go get it. Like, dad shouldn't be going out. Like, you know, and it's not fair for me to just expect them to stay home as well, because, you know, he still has to go make a living. But it's just that extra precautions. But she's definitely not wanting to hear anything about it because it's just making her nervous. And I understand that completely as well. So it's kind of like, you know, if you know you're not mentally able to continue staying up to date with things, then it's fine to like take a step back. But just make sure that you do inform yourself and not follow the masses and either panic or, you know, just think that it's a hoax and it's not real.
That's one thing that frustrates me is we could go on days and days and days about how terrible this president is and how many issues that we have with him. But a month ago, he was saying, oh, it's a hoax and they just want to scare you. And this is a scare tactic. You're the leader of the country and you don't take something that's put an epic death toll on China seriously. So it underprepared all the hospitals and all the local reinforcements because you see places running out of basic things like masks, running out of sanitizer, Lysol, gloves. All these things that could have, you could have helped to bring more resources in, but instead you just wanted to make it seem like it wasn't real. And now it's here and we're weeks behind on, you know, all these things that we need to better take care of ourselves to prevent getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I partially blame him for misleading people, and now he's taking it serious and he has declared it a national emergency, which is pretty serious in the U.S. But it has been declared a global pandemic.
It is a global pandemic, and it is as of today, according to the coronavirus.gov, as of 4 p.m., the total cases in the U.S. were 103,321, and total deaths were 1,668. But Sam was reading an update as of what, 9?
It was like 9:35.
9:35 p.m.
We're Eastern Standard Time.
So like 8:30 for us. Yeah,
it supposedly took, they're stating that it took a month for it to hit 1,000 deaths in the U.S. And then it took a total of 2 days to do the next 1,000. So now we're at 2,000 cases and counting. And that just, you know, just depends. And a lot of it right now is coming from New York as well.
Mm-hmm. All 50 states have reported cases, though. There's not one state that doesn't have one. So it is everywhere now. Like, our risk of getting it or being in contact with someone that has it is definitely higher now.
But there is about a 90% chance of survival rate. So even though these numbers are pretty drastic, there's a pretty high chance that you will survive it. We're not saying you get the coronavirus and you die. That's not how it works. If you're trying to prevent it early, then you can get treatment. What the CDC says for symptoms are shortness of breath, a raised temperature, chest pain, or frequent coughing. So just really check in with yourself. Really think to yourself, okay, I'm not feeling good. I'm coughing really deeply. Maybe this is a little more serious.
If it's like the flu, but you do have shortness of breath, that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
It's a little more intense. So that's probably, I think, the main characteristic of this one, because that can lead to pneumonia. Yeah. A lot of people, it has just led to other
more serious
things, and that's what's caused. I think it says 80% of the deaths have been among 65-year-olds and older.
Mm-hmm.
But same thing, like we were saying, doesn't mean that you can't get in and then pass it on to somebody you care, your grandparents, your parents, your, and you said an infant, I think.
Illinois, yeah. I think it was either this morning or yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
An infant contracted the coronavirus and has passed, unfortunately.
So that other 20% is everybody else.
Yeah. So it's one of those, if you already have immune system issues, if you already have respiratory issues like me, I have asthma. So I'm always hyper aware of my breathing and making sure that, you know, if I have a cough, I'm doing something immediately to prevent it getting worse, because you can go from a cough to pneumonia to something else very quickly if you don't stay on top of it, if you're not helping yourself to get better immediately.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you guys have all heard of how to all the precautions to take, you know, to not spread it and to take care of yourself and your household. But, you know, just in case you need to hear it again, of course, wash your hands for at least 20 seconds.
Sing a song if you have to, whatever.
Exactly, you know,
the other day, my mom was singing, I think it was a happy birthday song,
mm-hmm.
in Spanish. And she was singing. I'm like, what is she doing?
Was she washing your hands?
I guess, yes. I found out later because I kept hearing this. And then when she stopped and she's like, and then I was washing my hands later and she's like, remember, you got to sing the song. I heard in the news you have to sing the song. I'm like,
she's so cute.
Feliz cumpleaños. I was like, but she normally like sings. But I was thinking it was weird. I'm like, maybe she remembered somebody's birthday. But whose birthday is it today? But that's what it was. So yeah, about 20 seconds or sing the happy birthday song. disinfect everything if you have
that you frequently use, yes, like door handles, your phones, especially your phones, you're using those all the time. Us at work, it's like the mouse pads that we're using, the keyboards, mm-hmm, like Lysol, everything like crazy. Mm-hmm. I personally am using hand sanitizer every time I help somebody. So I'm helping a customer. I use the sanitizer before, and then as I finish the transaction, right after, hand sanitize it and then like return it back to the customer.
One of my coworkers was talking about how he took everything out of his wallet and he like cleaned all of his credit cards and everything. And then so now all he was using was credit cards or his debit card. Mm-hmm. Just not be able to handle money.
Yeah.
As if he could avoid it. So, I mean, mm-hmm, something like that. Thing.
My sister was telling my dad to put gloves on, like his work gloves on whenever he's at the gas station pumping, mm-hmm, gas or anything like that. Because, you know, that's something that's frequently used by everybody, oh, yeah, as well. So, you know, and then again, let's also remind people that if you're using gloves, please dispose of them right after you use it, because those are huge germ carriers. I don't understand. I had a customer actually come in, and she had some plastic gloves on, and I was just like, I really hope that you've been changing those. But in my mind, I'm like, your hand looks sweaty underneath that. I know you haven't changed those in a while.
So it's the same thing, so it's as like, you it's touching
even
everything. Worse
because it's the germs are sticking even more to that latex, mm-hmm, and everything you touch, you're transferring those germs from another place to another place to another place. Like gloves are like, if you have ever been to a Subway, you know that the Subway workers, and this is just an example because everybody eats at Subway, but come on.
I used to work at Subway.
Your Subway people are putting new gloves on every single time that they do. So, I mean, common sense, people. Obviously, you do not keep the same pair of gloves all day. Just common sense.
Sam feels really serious about this.
It's just something. Please change your gloves. Throw out there.
And don't
there.
Touch your face.
No.
Don't touch your face. Avoid that.
Your nose, your
Don't
eyes.
Touch anybody. Keep 6 feet away is what they're saying. But you're saying a sneeze can travel up to 20 feet?
Up to 20 feet. Fun fact, guys. Ugh. So cover your mouth when you sneeze.
Yeah. Cover. Oh, please do not sneeze or cough in your hand. That is my biggest pet peeve.
Pet peeve, yes.
I just don't understand why people just want to have their sneeze all over their hand.
I tell you, I feel really bad for all frontline workers right now, which includes us. Like, I feel bad for us, but I feel bad for people who work at big, like, grocery stores, because we were in Target getting essential groceries. We were getting essential things last weekend, and Sam coughed, and it was, like, very bare in there already. There were already very few people in Target, and Sam coughed, and it was, like, every worker turned around,
stared. Stared at me, guys.
No, anytime I have to cough even a little bit because like the air has gotten kind of cold. It's weird. It's hot one day and it's cold the next. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like holding
exactly.
It. Exactly. Like, I don't want to freak anybody out.
Developing a complex is what I'm going to later on. I'm just going to be nervous to cough at any time. PTSD of coughing.
Oh, man. I feel bad, but it's one of those things like, what do? Like, you have to get groceries, so we have to be there. But at the same time, those are the ones who are going to suffer the most because the most people are going to come to a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So also don't feel the need to buy so much in bulk. Most of the businesses that you have to go to are still going to be open. Look at that list of essential businesses in your area that's going to be open. Those places are going to continue to stay open.
And they're going to restock. So please don't take everything. Follow.
Exactly.
Read the little sign that says, please, one per customer. Because there's some people who actually need it. I remember seeing that picture of this old lady standing in front of like this empty shelves.
Yes.
And it's like, are you kidding me? How many people took like 10 packs of water home and this old lady doesn't have mm-hmm. one
and
bottle.
The diapers as well. Like, I had a cousin who shared a picture of her baby in like a dinosaur.
Go old school. Put the rag.
Oh my gosh, that's what my mom was saying. My mom was like, you know, they don't even know what it was really like in Mexico. We had to use the same what's that, like a trapo, like what?
Yeah, cloth. Like cloth. It's made like they would make their own diapers out of that. Mm-hmm. My mom
and
with
they,
my older
and
brothers.
She was like, in here,
I'm sorry,
you can
guys.
Just.
That's what she says you
and
would
then
do.
She's like,
I
here,
mean,
you just you can throw it. You're lucky. You can throw it in the washer. In Mexico, you have to hand wash all of that. And I'm just like, I know, right, Mom? Privileged.
Yeah, but then when you have kids, you're like,
right?
No, but yes, if you do happen to get sick or feel like you are sick, contact your doctor and or stay home. And even when you're at home, stay isolated, whether like you're going to be in your own room, have your own bathroom. There's a doctor that was online, like they were talking about, he had like, he had pitched a tent inside his house. That's where he, when he got home from work, he would basically live in there because he didn't want to get his family sick. Like he wasn't sick, but he was working, I mean, on a daily basis with people who are infected. So different precautions like that.
I wanted to also say, which I've heard a lot of different, the governor in Dallas was, or of Texas, I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know. The governor of Texas. He was talking about potentially the chances of the virus spreading might go down because of the warmer weather, because a part of respiratory illness being so hectic is it's pollen season. It's also still been like cold, which is kind of weird for March.
So people are still getting colds and getting the regular flu. And
So the warmer weather might help to reduce the cases. They don't know if that's a 100% for sure thing.
Which to me is a little weird because I feel like, you know, Florida has a lot of cases and California has a lot of cases. And those are warm weather
places. What about New York?
Exactly.
So New York is colder for the
and
most part.
So I'm just like, you know, I don't want people just to put all their money on, oh, it's warming up, let's just try to act like life is normal and let's go out again. That's not a guarantee. Mm-hmm. Again, until the health officials say that, you know, the cases are going down and they're finally declining. I think until then, that's when everybody should try to resume and wait until they say that we can resume regular life. But I don't, you know, think that just because it's getting warm, people should just all of a sudden be like, oh, well, they said, you know,
warm weather
is gonna like kill the, you know, whatever is in the virus that, you know, is not gonna be as contagious, blah blah blah.
Yeah, and even the CDC said there is a chance, I did read that on the website, there's a chance that the virus spread might reduce with the weather warming up, but there is no guarantee because, like we said, there is no data or research or anything out there that says, oh, this proves that, you know, the virus isn't going to be as bad because of this fact and this fact. It's just a hope. So
we're just learning as we go.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
It's just a lot happening at one time. So just really just stay inside.
Yes, just stay home.
And don't travel right now. This is not a time for a free vacation. I've heard
a lot of millennials.
People.
I hear people saying, oh, the millennials.
It's Gen Z.
It's not us.
The children. Shit.
Us millennials
buying
have anxiety.
All these cheap tickets.
Yes, we're over here like freaking out for our parents, okay? Because I'm not.
We
even
still care.
Exactly. I'm not worried about myself. I already. My mom's like, I'm worried about you because, you know, you're at the bank and you're constantly dealing with other people. I'm like, no, mom, I don't care. Not to say that I don't care about myself, but my main priority is to keep my parents safe.
My mom, I was saying that one of her coworkers, she has a little girl, and so she was like, oh, I'm not even worried about me. I'm worried about the kids. And my mom's like, uh-uh, don't say you worry about the kids. If we worried about the kids, the world would not be the way it was. So don't use them as an excuse. You worry about yourself. Because people do start saying, oh, I'm not worried about me. It's the children. Like, if we actually listened to the children, we'd be in a better shape. Just saying.
Yeah. And so. That's the thing too, is a lot of people just kind of get information from social media, so they just like, oh, well, it's because of this. Well,
I've been hearing all kinds of things. And it's, oh, it started from this, it started from that. No, there, nobody knows where it began, how the people in China were affected by this to begin with, but I guess eventually we'll find out.
Just because that started, I mean, just because the virus originated there doesn't mean that it's their fault.
Right.
Like, that's just more like fear tactics, in my opinion, to make you
and
more
resistant.
And we've
heard of that. You know how it initially started, like all of the Chinese businesses starting to suffer, like Chinatown and the different, like in California and stuff like that, in LA, it was, they were suffering. Those businesses were the ones suffering. And then you had people who were being racist towards like Asian. Like, there's no need for all of that. Like,
Megan's coworker actually, what did he say happened at Walmart?
Oh, there was a customer who came up that was of Asian descent. Mm-hmm. And I guess the other employee sprayed her down and was like, well, I don't want that China virus.
That is some bull. Man, I was like, I would be so offended. Like, there's no need for that. No need.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean they spread it. It just because it originated from there, or we assume it could have been from anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Does that, I mean, that's the same as me just being like, oh, Sam, you're Mexican. I know you got tequila on you. Like,
but I might. In my blood.
Just don't. I would take that as a compliment, though, you know?
But, like, don't let the worst in society come out of you because of this. Still be a decent human being, because everyone is suffering from this in one way or another. Either
we're all in this together, regardless of background, race, what country you come from. Like, we're all in this together.
Times like this that you realize the different sides of humanity, the horrible, greedy side, which, you know, we've seen it, but you also see the good and the benevolent side. And that's the good thing about something like this, where you're actually pulling together. And you're seeing, I was seeing, like, in Italy or in Spain, different people, like, when they were quarantined and on their balconies, everybody was out and they were singing, mm-hmm. or giving concerts, like different things like that. Or those are the little things that you're like, okay, mm-hmm. maybe humankind isn't
and
all
you
that
have
bad.
The musicians right now also live streaming concerts
from their home, like the living room concerts, they're calling it, or yeah. whatever. So that's still pretty cool. There's one Colombian, Sebastian Yatra, mm-hmm. Singer, he was doing reading stories to children. So it's like, if you log into that, he was reading little kids' books. Mm-hmm. So it's just little things like that. You're like, okay.
I've seen different celebrities try and reach out more on social media to, like, promote people to stay home. And who is it that sings the "Get Out Right Now"? Who sings that song?
JoJo.
Yes.
Right? Yes, JoJo.
So she remixed her
for
song.
For coronavirus.
Yes, mm-hmm. Stay In. It made me laugh so hard. I was like, that's right, girl. Mm-hmm. Capitalize on this moment.
Yeah. So we just want to get you guys to stay informed. And of course, you know, these are just some of the things that we've researched and looked into. And of course, you know, we're promoting you guys to do your own research. I actually wanted to talk a little bit about the CARES Act that just passed and what that's going to sort of entail, like just a little overview. And mine comes from the Washington Post. But I feel like a lot of people right now are kind of either voicing opinions out there or basing it on, like, if you're right wing or left wing, which right now that doesn't matter. It should, all that matters is, you know,
the virus doesn't discriminate.
Nope. The country's taking care of its people. Whether anybody agrees with on the actual bill or not, because to me personally, it seems like a corporate slush fund, but I mean, it's still helping individuals and such, but just like a little breakdown of money-wise on what's coming out of it, because it's a $2.2 trillion relief bill, and about $500 billion of it is going to be for large business and local government loans. $377 of it is for small business assistance, the one-time checks for the individuals that everybody's been fighting about. It's going to be $290. The business tax cut's going to be like $280. Expanded unemployment benefits are going to be $260. Health spending is going to be $180, and that goes to, of course, hospitals. Aid to state and local governments is about $175. Disaster assistance is $45. Food stamps and safety net is $42. They also, of course, have like an other spending on there that's about to be, or it's going to be around $35. And education spending is $32, and personal tax cuts are going to be around $10. And for people who want to know about how much the checks are going to have, it's going to be the $1,200 per person, but it does have a cap off on what you make annually, and that's $75,000. And then after that, it's going to slowly taper down until it ends. Anybody who makes more than $99,000 as a single person will not get anything. And for couples as well, if you are filing jointly, it's $150 for the cap off for them. So, of course,
go and look more into it so you can see specifically what everything entails, because there's a lot of information that's actually in the CARES Act. But I just kind of wanted to give you guys a little overview. And then, you know, everybody's been wanting to know how much they're going to get and when the check's going to come in and what's, you know, all that. They were stating that it would take about 3 weeks for everybody to get their personal check, and it's all based on your income tax. But, you know, just keep up to date with that as well.
And also look into, I know that the stimulus check is going to be, you know, $1,200 for individuals, more depending on families, kids, all of that. Look into local resources that can assist you right now if you're needing that assistance. Definitely apply for unemployment, or at least call them for information if you've been laid off. This is a time that you need to know what options are out there for you, whether it's state or federal help, as well as, you know, churches. I know public schools are still handing out lunches for kids, even though the schools are closed during the day at certain times. So look on the websites, call the schools, see what they can tell you. I know a lot of utility companies are suspending payments if you're behind. So they're not going to be shutting off utilities if you're behind or they're requiring more payments. But once again, look into that before you just say, oh, okay, I don't have to pay my water bill. Like, call, look on the website, see what's going on. There are local resources out there that can help you get through this time. You just have to know where to look and who to talk to. It differs for everyone in every region.
Well said.
Thank you. But, you know, I feel like this was a heavy talk today.
But an important one.
Yeah. And just it hits another realm of what we want to do here, which is to be informative.
And to educate. Yes. You know, educate ourselves, of course, because, you know, we want to research and be as accurate about all the information that we're giving you. But definitely to put that kind of information out there instead of just like the mass media propaganda that's being placed out there by, you know, people either who don't believe in it or, you know, do believe in it to a way extreme extent of what's going on.
Yeah, don't use your bias based on whatever's going on in the world as far as politics or social media or any of that affect what you need to know and what you should be gaining from this situation and what you need to be understanding. You know, do your own research. Take it a little bit seriously, but not too serious. You know, just fall in the realm of like middle ground, because we just need to take care of ourselves and we need to take care of each other in a crisis like this.
We're all in this together.
We're all in this together, hand in hand.
Okay.
And on that note,
we did that. But anyways, guys, we don't want it to all be doom and gloom. So that's why you just got the little song impromptu.
You're so welcome.
But if you want to keep up to date with what we have going on in our personal lives, you can check our Instagram at
La Vida Brew. That's LAVIDA.BREW.
Ooh.
That's my fancy.
I want to follow up.
You can spell.
One of these days I'm going to spell it wrong and y'all are never going to let me live it down.
Probably.
There's too much pressure now. I can't do it.
Just kidding.
I quit.
We love you.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, right after you said you love me.
I'm just kidding, Megan. I'm just kidding. Anyways, guys, we will catch you on the next episode.
Till next week.
Bye.
Bye.